It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We often hear people say, fake it until you make it. What they're faking is confidence. Evidence shows it's an important factor in order to succeed. It's especially important for women. Here to tell us why is Sasha King, independent career consultant. Sasha King, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you, Paul. I'm glad to be back.
Do women have less confidence than men overall?
Yes. There's a lot of studies that have been produced recently that have highlighted this effect. One of my favorites is called the Dunning-Kruger effect, where they have found that if they take men and women and they ask them to rate their abilities, men tend to overestimate their competence, while women tend to underestimate their competence. What we're finding out is that in order for someone to be successful, they need a slight sense of overconfidence in order to take the blows necessary to take chances and be successful overall. Also, with one of the things that we're finding out is people who lack confidence are less likely to take action and are spending more time being depressed. So lacking this trait also shows up in the job market. One of the things that Dunning-Kruger study also found is that men have to be 60% qualified for a job to try for an opportunity or a promotion. Women need to feel 100% competent with everything in the job ad or description before they will take that chance. So that lack of confidence may be keeping women from actually taking promotions and account for some of the gap in women in roles of leadership.
So how do stereotypes and discrimination affect confidence in women?
Women are more likely to believe they can improve their talents and attribute their lack of success to having a lack of innate ability. One of these things is called stereotype threat, which they've also found in racial and ethnic minorities. Let me explain how the stereotype threat idea came into being. They gave women and men a test in mathematics. And they told that the women in the study, half the group, that women were generally not good at math. And in the other control group, they didn't say anything. The women who took and attempted the math test and were told that women were less successful at math overall scored lower on the test than the women who were not aware of the stereotype. So sometimes internalizing stereotypes can cause people to not succeed as well and also internalize negative feelings about themselves and not attempt to try or do things.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and we are talking about the important factor of confidence in order to succeed in careers, especially for women. And we're with Sasha King, independent career consultant. Sasha, do parents sometimes do things in their child rearing that makes girls less confident?
Unfortunately, yes, Paul. One of the big problems is the tendency of lavishing praise on girls. You would think that telling your daughter that she's pretty and that she's smart all the time would actually have a positive effect on her self-esteem and eventual confidence. But what research is telling us is when you tell someone, especially something like being smart, that they're smart all the time and it's a natural ability, researcher Carol Dweck found that students who were told that they were smart, when they were given a difficult task or a challenge, when they didn't naturally do well the first time, they tended to either cheat or they stopped putting forth any effort. So one of the things that parents should take away is praise a child's efforts as opposed to lavishing false praise. The other reason why that's important is one of the things that we're finding doing the analysis on Generation Millennial is that there's an issue of false confidence. Because the self-esteem movement was very popular at that point in time, where you praise a child no matter what they do, they don't get a good handle on what they are capable of doing. So what happens is you will have sometimes many times that will pursue something that they're not particularly effective in and have a false confidence that they're good at it, although they may really be lacking in skills. An example is watching American Idol auditions. There are some people on those auditions that it's obvious that they weren't exactly gifted with beautiful vocal cords, yet they persist and show up anyway because of false confidence. Another issue that is an issue of not encouraging children or especially girls to be original and different. Because women are very social, sometimes we have a little bit of a conformity mentality. One of the key ingredients to being successful is being comfortable with being different and being original. So one of the things parents really should do with their children is encourage their originality. That does create more optimism. It also creates more self-confidence.
And what are some steps that women and mothers can take to increase confidence in themselves and their daughters? I think you touched a little bit on that in your previous answer, but I'm guessing there are more things people can do, not only encouraging a strong effort, but other things to instill confidence.
Sure. One of the number one things you can do to really promote someone's confidence, and this is one of the really big themes that the recent book, The Confidence Code, really highlights, is encourage your child, or especially girl, to take on difficult tasks. This is something that comes from Eastern culture that we're starting to study in education. When someone takes on a difficult task and they stick with it, even when it's difficult, they build confidence because they build competency. So you should encourage your child to do that, especially in things like STEM fields, which is science, technology, education, and mathematics, because what other studies have shown is that when girls get frustrated with learning math, we let them cry and we let them quit. So make sure your daughter sticks with it. Another thing that women need to get used to doing, and starting with childhood, is playing sports. Why? Several studies have shown that girls who stick with playing competitive sports assume leadership roles later in life because they get used to taking on competition. Because we rear girls to be polite, because we encourage them not to take risks, when they are taken out of things like classroom settings and put into the business world, they are less equipped with the skills necessary to succeed.
When you talk about women in leadership roles, if society is encouraging girls to be polite and maybe to conform or just kind of go along with the way things are, does that inhibit their ability to be aggressive, to make bold leadership decisions, the kind of things that men do without even thinking about it, but that women might be more self-conscious about?
Absolutely. Part of it is because of how we're raising them with conformity, but another factor is something that we're finding out about how women function in terms of their brain. Because one of the skills that we have is multitasking and the ability to see global thinking in the big picture, the flip side of that, unfortunately, is we also have the tendency to ruminate. So one of the issues that a lot of women have is if you give them an opportunity or they are presented with an idea, they will spend lots of time thinking about all the reasons why it won't go right instead of taking action to see how it could work. So they're less willing to take those chances. Another thing that it goes back to how we socialize girls and wanting to be so careful about their emotions is training your child to accept criticism and not taking it personally.
That's a lesson for us all,
really. Oh, it's a lesson for us all, but we really have done, research is telling us that we really have done a poor job with people who would be in Generation Y subset of teaching them how to deal with that. Another thing to think about, too, is understand that discrimination exists, so that get used to the idea that you may have to work twice as hard to get the same amount of respect as someone who is male. It is an unfortunate truth, but understanding that early on will also help women in this sense. One of the things that men do really well is they'll come up with an idea and they'll talk to other men about it, and then they'll work on it until they finally get it right. Unfortunately, women don't do that as often. So maybe one of the things you can do is create a little group of people or mentors that you consistently talk to about an idea to refine it so that when you are ready to present it to a group of people that are mixed, they may be less likely to take it on. They're better prepared to get that to go through.
Lots of good life lessons there, and certainly things that can be applied to getting ahead in your business and your career.
Absolutely.
And what was the book that is the source for today's topic?
The Confidence Code by Katty Kay and Claire Shipman.
Sasha King has been our guest. She is an independent career consultant. And if you have a workplace question for Sasha King, you can send us an email at esspgh@wesa.fm with the subject line "on the job," and we'll make sure that Sasha sees that. Sasha King, as always, a pleasure. Thanks for joining us on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you so much, Paul.
More Essential Pittsburgh coming up on 90.5 WESA.